Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not going to do it because I'm still mad. I'm still mad.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
It's not working. I haven't got you to not turn your mic on.
Oh, I am locked in.
I think
in.
Your anger has focused you more.
Locked in. It is all-star focus from me.
I'm still not going to stop. Today. We got another hour. We might as well be consistent.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome in. Great to have you, Rob Brown. The great one, Lonzo. Thanks to Rashad Beard for joining us in the last segment. In the next segment, Denton Day is the host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime. We'll get some thoughts on the college football weekend upcoming with Denton Day. But now, you all know the hashtag Friday Football Fiesta starts with the little Friday Night Lights, a little high school ball taking place around the upstate of South Carolina. And you all know that there is nobody that we would call in to talk about it before we bring in the boys from the Moving the Chains podcast. And joining us today on the show, we've got Kevin Thomas. We got John Epps. Fellas, how the hell we doing on a Friday morning?
Doing well, man. Happy to be here in between some heavy hitter interviews you got coming up here. So excited to have you on, let you have us on here.
Yeah, don't suck, Kev. We got some names.
Yeah,
don't suck.
I'll do my best.
Zero pressure.
Hey, listen, you guys are going to do awesome. You always do. I don't know. He's so negative today. So I can't wait to hear about what's coming up with the high school football tonight.
Kev, we had on our last segment Rashad Beard, who is, again, the manager of the Panther Nation podcast. And as we were talking about the Panthers, and I mentioned the fact that the Carolina Panthers are one game off the division lead in the NFC South, Lonzo felt it necessary and appropriate for some reason to throw out, to throw out a hoot at chant to point out to me as if I didn't know, and in a segment where our live stream was filled to the brim with Panthers fans, felt the need to throw out the red meat in front of them all that my team sucks booty cheeks right now and thought it was the funniest damn thing that's ever happened on radio.
I mean, that's why he's an award-winning producer. I don't know what to tell you, Rob.
There you go.
I know what to – not that, Kev. Not that. That's not what I want you to tell me right now.
I'm here to make the guests happy, which is what I did our guest in the last hour. And right now, we're wasting time. Let's hear some high school football.
Kevin Tonish, John Epps, Moving the Chains podcast. Find them online at movingchains.com. The same handle on Facebook, Twitter, X, and Instagram. And, of course, the podcast available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever major podcasts are found. Fellas, let's dive right in. And off the rip, out of the gate, a rivalry game, and one you will hear right here on the Fan Upstate, the dulcet tones of our own Cole Bryson, the voice of the Burns Rebels. The Burns Rebels back at the crib and hosting Spartanburg, fellas.
Yes, it'll be a fun game. Both teams, a lot of talent on both sides, both sidelines for this game. Burns, I'm a little bit worried with Burns on the offensive side of the football. Last two games, offense just hasn't been in a groove. I think they've got the ability, right? If Kane Rogers and Trey Segura can come out and have a really good night, Burns is going to have a really good shot at winning this game. But I like the way the Vikings are playing football lately. Trey Burke, quarterback, senior leadership. Offenses looked pretty doggone good lately. They put up 52 on Wade Hampton, beat a really good Dorman team 2 weeks ago, 33-30. This will be a tough game. It's a rivalry game, as you mentioned, Rob. It's going to be a lot of emotion in this game. Got talent on both sides that can win this game one way or the other. The stars have got to be stars tonight. I'd like Spartanburg to win this game, but it should be a really fun one.
Kev, talk to me from your thought about Burns. We heard John's there about the offense. This Rebel team feels like a team that has had some games where you're like, oh, there it is. They've clicked. They found it. And then they have other games where you go, where the hell did they go? They didn't click. They didn't found it. What is it about this team, in your opinion, that has had them bouncing up and down? You hate to use the word inconsistency, but that's kind of what it is right now. Is there a trigger for that that's jumped off the page at you, or is it just a matter of having a hard time getting on the same page?
I think it's a little bit of both, Rob. You know, like a couple of the games early on in the year, they lose a game to a good Irmo team where they can't make a kick. Like they have tons of missed extra points, and just the kicking game really threw them for a loop. Had a game a few weeks, you know, later on that they lost where just turnovers was a big problem for them. So it's a little bit of, you know, depending on the week, what it's going to be. And I think, I mean, you don't want to say inconsistent, but that's really what it's meant. Cannot get on the same page. It feels like, we talked about it last week, they've got so many offensive weapons with Segura and Harris and Rodgers, and you come out and score 16 points against the Eastside team that people are scoring, you know, 30, 40 against. So just to not be able to put it all together, they might tonight, I don't know, but it's been an odd season for the Rebels for sure.
It's been weird. You aren't incorrect. This one, obviously, it feels like, and I'll ask last one about Burns and then we'll move on, fellas, but I'll get your thoughts on both of these. This game hosting Spartanburg at the crib, regardless of what we're talking about, postseason hopes, no hopes, in, out, whatever, this one just feels like the opportunity to kind of catch, and I don't love to talk about this in football because it's an intangible and I stay away from those, but man, sometimes you just got to see one go down, fellas. Sometimes you just got to catch a good vibes game, and it's not even about winning. It's just go out there, be consistent, show you can perform, show you've got a foundation to build off and up from. That's what this game feels like to me for the Rebs.
You know, I think they have to win it. I think for them to, as you say, you know, see one go in, they played really good football this year. You know, that Irmo game that Kevin mentioned, I mean, Irmo's one of the best teams in the state, and they've been one of the best teams in the state all year long and last year as well. They crushed T.L. Hanna to start the season. They're competitive against Dorman, competitive against Gaffney. They need to win one. They know they're good. They know they can compete. They know they can play. They need to be able to, as Kevin was saying, really put together that complete game. I think if they can do that tonight, and they've got a great opportunity to do it, then I think you see a shift in the attitude, a shift in the momentum of going, all right, we know we can do it, and now we've seen us do it.
Fair enough. All right, let's get into some of the other games on the schedule today, boys. Kev, Gaffney, Dorman should be a good one.
The Indians, if they win, lock up the region title. So it's a really big one there for them. I think if Spartanburg wins, there'll be a possibility of a three-way tie, depending on what happens. If Dorman wins, possibility of a three-way tie, depending on what happens next week. But the Indians are playing for that home field, playing for that number one seed right now. And, man, they've been a team that's really kind of come alive lately. Had some turmoil early on in the year, couldn't figure out the quarterback spot, couldn't figure out some other spots, but they've really kind of settled in. They're really leaning into the run game right now. I think they ran for about 350 last week, had three or four backs go over 60, including the quarterback. Banks Boughton has stepped in and done a great job for them. Defensively, they got tons of playmakers, Zion Ratchford, Kimbrough, Logan, Dawkins, that are really doing a good job there for Coach Littlejohn in year one. On the Dorman side, another team that wants to run the football. They didn't throw their first touchdown pass until maybe 3 weeks ago in the season, so they're not really focused on that side of it. Nick Means has 15 on the year. Isaac Tate had a couple last week. Meek Slidell has stepped into that quarterback spot and done a good job kind of being the field general there for Coach Morris. Defensively, Kentavian Anderson, the Clemson commit's a stud for them. They've got a lot of weapons on both sides, as does Gaffney. We talked about it on our preview show. This is a game where it might be the home team, you kind of go that route because it just feels like these teams are so even. Two teams that are very familiar with each other. Last year was a 9-7 Dorman game. So I think something similar, maybe not quite that low scoring, but something where it's a 3-7 point ball game feels about right, but should be a great one over at Cavalier Stadium on 7:30 tonight.
All right, let's flip on over to Greenville at Hillcrest.
Yes, it'll be a fun game here. You got Hillcrest hosting the Red Raiders. And for both of these fan bases, this is an exciting time because these are two pretty young football teams, and they got a lot of talent. Both of them have talent. They're going to go through some growing pains this year, and you've seen that with a little bit of inconsistency on both sides for the Rams and the Red Raiders. But they're both pretty good football teams. And once they get in the playoffs, once they get in the postseason, nobody's going to want to play these guys because if they put it all together, they're really good, both of them in their own right. I really like Jackson Free, the young quarterback over at Hillcrest. Greenville, on their own hand, they've got two quarterbacks that are really athletic, can really play, both the young kids as well. I think Farrow usually takes the lead for the Red Raiders coming out the gate. But a lot of athleticism on the field. I think the difference maker in this ball game is going to be Hillcrest's defensive line. I think they're going to be able to put enough pressure on a Greenville offense that doesn't have the most consistency this year. And I think that's going to make the difference in this ball game over at Chandler Stadium. I like Hillcrest to win this game. Should be a fun game. Should be an exciting game and a close game. And I'll tell you what, Robbie, it could be 17-14. It could be 35-34. Never know where you're going to get in this one.
Love to hear it. Kev, Christchurch at Southside.
A good rivalry game here. Southside has been kind of inconsistent this year. First-year head coach Jonathan Guest trying to figure out where the pieces go, but they've been better lately. They've won two games in a row now, including a big win over St. Joe's last week. Christchurch has been good all year. I think they're sitting at 6-2 right now. Coach Hatfield's bunch has a ton of talent, just weapons everywhere for that Cavalier program. I think it's one of these that's probably closer than it should be because of the rivalry tonight, but I think Christchurch's too much firepower, too much experience right now. I think they win this football game.
All right, let's move on to some of the other big games taking place around the upstate. Let's go to Fountain Inn at Emerald. All right, going to be a good one. Looking forward to it.
These are two teams that have played pretty good football this year. I think my sound is going out, I think.
Yeah, we got it.
No, you're good, John. There's a little bit of
Fountain
delay
Inn
there.
And Emerald. Okay. Fountain Inn and Emerald. Two really good teams. Two teams that have played good football this year. I like Fountain Inn. I think the Fury have really looked good in season two. I like them to win this game.
Let's go to TR at Berea.
The Dog Bowl, as they call it. Jarrell has been banging the TR drum this week as a Devil Dog alum. I do think they're a little bit more talented. I think Coach Goodman's got a good thing going there. I think Traveler's Rest wins that one.
Woodmont at Malden.
Two teams. Woodmont, I thought they would be a little bit better this year. Malden, on the other hand, the Mavericks have looked a lot better than I expected. I think the Mavericks continue their upward swing this season. I think they win tonight.
Chapman at Woodruff.
Chapman got their first win last week on the season. A team that is too talented to just have one win. I've been kind of surprised by their outcomes this season. Woodruff has been awesome lately. Had a huge win over MVP last week. Aiden Gibson went for, I think, like around 350 all-purpose yards. The running back getting offers from everybody had a great game. Thing to watch out for, head coach Brett Sloan at Woodruff, a Chapman alum, could be a bit of an odd matchup there for him. But I think Woodruff just too talented. I think they win tonight.
Let's keep rolling on. Let's go to Pendleton at BHP.
This is one of the better teams that Belton Hunting Path is going to see here in the regular season, a 5-3 Pendleton squad. They're a good group. I don't think they're good enough to knock off the Bears. Hey, they got nothing to lose, but I think BHP runs away with this one.
And sometimes those nothing to lose games turns out weird. I'm for it. JL Mann at Greenwood.
Tough season for the Patriots there. Have not had a much go their way this year for Coach Smiley in his first year. Greenwood, on the other hand, has looked great. They've had one loss just to T.L. Hanna. The quarterback, Tristan Lewis, a South Carolina commit, one of the best athletes in the state, absolute stud on both sides of the football. I think the Eagles win easily tonight.
And wrap it up with Boiling Springs at Riverside.
Riverside, an exciting team. They got a lot of talent on their sideline. I think the Warriors come away with a win here in this one.
Fellas, it's good to have you as always. Before I let you go, I do have to ask one more question, and it is a question that stems from a conversation we were having yesterday. Both of you, young men living in the professional world, got to be out and about, men around town, got to keep notes, though. You have a go-to pen, Kev? You got like a go-to pen, not just like I grab a pen out of the cup, but like this is my pen. It's this style, this brand, this company. You got a go-to?
If I'm like at my desk, yes. Yes, if that makes sense.
Do you know what it is off the top of your head?
Ooh, no, but
tell
it's
you what, I'm gonna ask John. You go grab it. I need to know. I gotta at this point. I gotta know, John. You gotta go to. You gotta go to pen like you like your brand, your style.
I do. So I got it right here. It's the I believe. So this is branded, but I believe this is a Papermate, and it's almost like a marker. So I got my regular pen here for my everyday notes, but stuff that's important, stuff I really care about.
John's a felt tip guy.
Orange.
That's a felt tip guy.
The orange ink.
Listen, the felt tip guys are out there. It's a felt tip guys are a unique, like they're a unique specimen in the pen loving world. But I also get it. Like it's not for me. It's too much like too much drag on it for me, John Epps.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like if that doesn't bother you, I can get how that's the vibe.
So the penmanship looks pretty good with the felt tip for me, and that's you know it's kind of like a Dion thing. Look good, you play good. If I write good looking notes.
Yeah,
hey, they're gonna stick.
I get
around.
It, Kev. What's the go-to?
I can't even find it. I don't know. I lost my go-to pen. I can. It's the click. It's the Bic one. The click one, like the all black. Like,
okay. All right.
You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
I know the. Yeah, I know the world pen. You're living in right now. See, I just. Yeah, yeah. I bounced around. I bounced around pens. I flipped over to the Uniball the other day, but then this morning I went back and I picked up the Sharpie S gel. And now I went right back to it. And Lonzo yesterday said I was overdoing the pen thing. I think everybody's got their pen. Like this is what I'm using. Deal with it.
Yeah. I mean,
those gel pens are great.
Gel pens are great. Yeah. Big fan. All right. It is Kevin Thomas. It is John Epps. It is the fellas from the Moving the Chains podcast. Again, you can find them at Moving Chains, no G, movingchains.com, or use that handle across all social media. Pick up the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Fellas, enjoy the Friday night lights, boys. We'll talk to y'all next week as we get closer to the end of the season.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate your time, buddy.
You know it. Every time. John, Kevin, appreciate the fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, the illustrious Denton Day of college football overtime on SiriusXM. Going to join us, we'll break down the college football weekend next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Efforting Denton Day of college football overtime on SiriusXM. Have not heard back from Denton. Hopefully he'll join us here in just a moment from right now. In the meantime, welcome back to the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Great to have you. Hey, real quick, as a brief aside before we either get Denton Day lined up or Zoe and I do our own rundown of the college football schedule this weekend. Yahoo Sports posted an article. It's a long timeline of everything that has happened leading up to the arrest yesterday of Terry Rozier, leading up to the arrest of Chauncey Billups and the other characters that are involved, of which there are a couple dozen plus so far. There is a full timeline on yahoosports.com, which I have been very interested in. I went through and looked at it yesterday. And it's interesting for a few reasons. It details everything we got out of the report yesterday that the FBI dropped, up to and including, and I pointed this out before. Usually when you hear stories that are either directly connected to or it is rumored or connected to the mafia, you don't really hear the names thrown out there. The report yesterday straight up connected members, participators in this scandal directly to the mafia. And not just the mafia, but like families, like directly named families that you know the names of, like the Gambino family, right? Like actual names. And has these people that have been arrested working directly with them. When the mafia gets involved, like it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It also goes back to something that we talked about on this show when it happened, and it has been in and out of the news since then. And that is the fact that Terry Rozier, when playing for the Charlotte Hornets, Terry Rozier missed a game. Well, he checked in. He played like 10 minutes of a game. Then he checked out with a foot injury. All his under bets cashed. And it turned out that, according to a watchdog, there were about $14,000 in Terry Rozier under bets that hit that night. Not a guy that gets a lot of action on the betting market, but that happened. And so there was a direct connection. I got to tell you, the next biggest thing in this story for me that I will be paying attention to is, down the line, do we see a direct connection drawn from anybody that is a conspirator, co-conspirator, mafia member, whatever, to the NBA? If the NBA had even the slightest finger on the scale in terms of a cover-up of all of this, this whole thing could get very, very ugly. I'll tell you what I'd like to do very quickly, because we've got to talk college football with one of the brightest college football minds in the college football talkosphere. But Denton Day has also, like I have, spent a very long time in the sports gambling broadcasting world. Denton Day, you handsome son of a gun, welcome back to the show. What was your reaction to the NBA completely ruining my morning show yesterday?
Well, first and foremost, Rob, I'm excited to talk to you about some college football betting today.
Yeah, me too.
No. So I kind of heard some things about this. You know, I was stunned a couple of, I guess, months ago now when the NBA came out and said, we have cleared Terry Rozier, because I had heard some things that said, no, he is definitely not clear. There's a lot more at play here. And understandably, the NBA doesn't have nearly the connections that the FBI does in terms of where they can go with an investigation. But this is a massive, massive problem. And it's something that I think goes and extends a lot past just the names that were mentioned in the documents yesterday, which is not great for the NBA. We've known stuff like this is happening. We just had no real proof of it. And I would caution some people when they jump to, you know, massive conclusions on this or massive takes on this. The gambling partnerships, I don't think, caused this. You know, like it's been very odd to me, Rob, over the past, 24 hours, listening to people blame it. And I'm not like carrying water for the books here. I don't care. I get robbed by the books more than most people get robbed by these damn books. But it's been very odd to me to be like, hey, look at this Chauncey Billups stuff. Wow, I can't wait to see the newest the betting ad that's going to jump up on the next commercial. Well, like, I get it, but like, they had x-ray tables. You know what I mean? Like, that is not the same thing as like running a $5 parlay at your local sports book. So I think there's much, much deeper things at hand here. I hadn't heard of mafia families in like 40 years. So glad to see that they're still around. I think that's more of the issue, though, is that what is the NBA going to do to protect players from getting involved in these sorts of things with these kind of families?
No, I completely agree. And I pointed out yesterday on the show that the only reason this kind of stuff gets caught is the sports books. They're the one that hire the agencies that look and track bets and go, oh, hey, you know, whoever, whatever book you're talking to, there was a weird spike in these particular bets, and you may want to look into that a little bit. So I do find it interesting. We will obviously follow that story as it continues to develop, because it will continue to develop. But Denton Day from College Football Overtime on SiriusXM is here to join us to talk a little college football. Denton, let me bring up the most controversial thing that I have said on the radio so far this morning. Apparently, I didn't think it would be. It is. I told South Carolina fans earlier in the show, if you've got anything better to do on Saturday than watch the Gamecocks play Alabama, you should probably go ahead and do that, because I don't think this is going to be pretty. Alabama minus 11.5. I don't think it's even going to be a sweaty game. There is, at this point, and I wish it was different because it would make my life and job easier, I've seen nothing out of the Gamecocks that I hinge and go, okay, if this goes great, they can win. And on top of that, I got Mike Shula in press conferences saying, yeah, I know our offense is stunk, but we have confidence. You shouldn't. There's no reason to. And on top of that, Alabama's a wagon.
Yeah, Bama's really good. I don't know how you stop them. You know, that's what I've learned over the past couple of weeks. You know, they're on the stretch right now, Rob, where they have a bit of a gauntlet of the schedule. And you know, the first 2 weeks when you're taking on Vanderbilt and Missouri, Missouri's probably a better example of this, but it felt like they had to execute at a really high level. There wasn't a lot of wiggle room for mistakes. And then you see what they did to Tennessee last week, and you're like, oh, they handled them. Like that was there was no sweat in that one at all. And Tennessee, from an offensive perspective, is pretty explosive. They have a lot of weapons on that team. They got a quarterback that can put up some points. And Alabama's defense held them to not a lot of points. I have no idea how South Carolina is going to attack that defense. I have no idea what they're going to do to attempt to stop Ty Simpson. You know, we're getting towards the point, you know, we're in mid to late October now. So I feel like the Heisman conversation is way more legitimate than it is in like September, you know, crazy. But Ty Simpson looks really, really good, man. Like he looks really good. He makes some Sunday throws on a pretty regular basis. And I don't know that South Carolina has the defensive talent to be able to stop those, because it really does come down to like some of the throws he made against Mizzou. Like you can't stop that. Unless you were just like a freak athlete, one of a kind of defensive back, whether that be corner or like a, you know, center field kind of safety, you're not stopping the kind of throws that he made. And when he's playing at that kind of level, I honestly, Rob, I don't know who is capable of stopping them, at least in the SEC right now.
I'm in the same boat. I think the only way South Carolina's in this game is if Alabama just has the absolute worst game that they've had since the Florida State game. And even then, I think South Carolina would have to play pretty perfect football, which they have not done once this year. I told a caller to the show earlier who said, hey, look, you know, you got Lenora Sellers, any given game he can pop off. Man, it's been seven games and he hasn't popped off yet. That at the feet of Mike Shula. And if I got Shula at the mic saying, we asked the boys to have confidence in the plan, so we're going to have confidence in the plan. Unless he's just trying to bamboozle all of us and they come out looking like the 99 Rams, which I'm not banking on, I just don't see how South Carolina has a happy fan base at Saturday afternoon.
I mean, how many offenses crack the code in late October? You know what I mean? Like you had an entire offseason of putting something together. You had the first couple of weeks where generally speaking, I mean, they were a little bit different, but generally speaking, the first couple of weeks of the schedule are pretty easy. And that's where you put all the pieces together offensively. You get into a rhythm. You're not cracking the code right before Halloween. That's just not how that's going to work. So I'm with you. I don't know that number's a big number, and it does feel kind of weird to ever lay 11.5 in the SEC, but this is college football, man, and those numbers are a lot more easy to stomach than if we were playing an NFL game.
Without a doubt. All right, let's take a look with Clemson on the bye this week at some of the other big games taking place around the country. UCLA is at Indiana. UCLA's been a fun story since they fired Deshaun Foster. They've gone in the right direction, four wins in a row. Indiana favored by 25.5. I think they cover this. We played a game earlier in the show, Denton Day, called Football Gods or Total Frauds, where I said, is this team a championship contender or not? So instead of breaking down UCLA and Indiana, unless it works into your answer, behind Fernando Mendoza and Kurt Cignetti, can Indiana win a national championship this year?
Yeah, I would say right now I feel the most confident in them, period, in the country. I think they do everything really, really well at a really high level. And Fernando Mendoza, there's three quarterbacks, Rob, right now that I feel like are playing the best, most consistent football, and he's one of them. Ty Simpson is another one. And then I kind of felt like Dante Moore was that. Maybe he's fallen out a little bit of that, and you could put Diego Pavia in there. But there's a pretty sizable gap between Ty Simpson and Fernando Mendoza and everybody else in college football right now. And then defensively, you know, I don't know how UCLA is going to block them because Oregon could not block them. And I, you know, I'm uncomfortable laying anything more than 21 in the college game because a coach is going to take a 20-point victory and they'll feel really good about that. But this Indiana team is legitimately unstoppable. And they, what gets talked about them less than it should is they can run the football too. So not only do they have a quarterback that's playing exceptional, they can hang 300 yards of rushing on anybody. And that's an incredible combination to have. So I legitimately feel like Indiana is, they are not only just deserving of that top two ranking that they have right now, I think they're a legitimate championship contender, and they might right now be the best team in college football.
All right, let's go down to the next one in the SEC. That is Ole Miss taking on Oklahoma. This is another one that's interesting. I said last week, I like Lane Kiffin. I hope he's around forever. I don't care if it's at Ole Miss or Florida or anywhere else. He's good for college football, but Ole Miss kind of felt a little fraudulent to me, mainly because their biggest win, which was LSU. I also thought LSU was overrated. They now dropped a couple, including on the road at Vanderbilt. I think Ole Miss is a bit fraudulent. This feels like a prove-it game for Oklahoma, right? Like, yeah, we didn't have Mateer. Mateer was coming back, wasn't 100% for Texas. They came to Columbia to Willie B, put a hurting on the Gamecocks last week. I feel like this is a return of no fear John Mateer game, and Oklahoma gets away with this one pretty simple.
So I'm on the Sooners. There's so many storylines to this one in particular, Rob. I think from the Ole Miss side of things, one, it's about, you know, proving that you're not a fraud. But two, I mean, should I stay or should I go if I'm Lane Kiffin? Do I believe that I can get to the college football playoff at Ole Miss? And if not, Florida is going to come calling. And they're going to have a pretty big number on whatever the check is that they offer him. We know that they want him. I don't think it's a secret to anybody that they want him because it feels like every job that opens is in some way, shape, or form interested in Lane Kiffin. If you can't win at Ole Miss, why are you there? So he might jump to Florida if they lose, but on the flip side, if you're Oklahoma, you have to win. I mean, this is as close to a must-win as possible if you want to talk about getting into the college football playoff because there's no avenue for losing after this. So if you take this loss here, I don't know how familiar you are with their schedule coming up here, Rob, but after Ole Miss, it's Tennessee, Bama, Missouri, LSU. That's not exactly a fun Final Four games, and you don't get the traditional SEC layup game in there like most of these other schools do where you're playing the Citadel or like Charleston Southern in late November. They just got nothing but big-time opponents the rest of the way, so I think they need this win more than Ole Miss does. And I think you'll see the best of John Mateer. There's something about him. I know the Texas game was not his best, but I believe that they brought him back a little too early and he couldn't grip the football correctly. When his hand works functionally, he's one of the best gamers, not quarterbacks, but gamers in college football. I think you'll see that this weekend.
Yeah,
I like him laying 5.5.
So do I. My take last week was I didn't bet South Carolina, Oklahoma earlier. I said, I want to see one drive out of John Mateer to see if the ball's coming out better. Took me two passes. I laid the points and was an easy winner. Yeah.
Run it.
Yeah. Let me ask you one more. This is a game that if you'd have told me 2 years ago I was going to make time to talk about with Denton Day, I'd have called myself a psychopath. But it's top 15 Mizzou versus top 10 Vanderbilt, and the game freaking matters.
I mean, I'm rooting for Vanderbilt for a couple of reasons. One, I like new blood. Two, I am like foaming at the mouth at the potential of Vanderbilt, Tennessee to close the season, meaning a lot, like a lot. Like the winner gets into the college football playoff and the loser might not be getting into the college football playoff. Pavia is 8-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. And this is a narrative award, Rob. And because we still in our minds think of Vanderbilt, even though they were a good team last year, we in our minds think of Vanderbilt as the bottom of the barrel in the SEC to see what they've been able to accomplish. And don't get it twisted. Like, Missouri's a really good team. If Eli Drinkwitz, or if Lane Kiffin, rather, is not going to Florida, Eli Drinkwitz is probably going to be going to Florida, right? So, like, he's put together a really good program. He has a really good quarterback in Bo Prebula. They, as a team, play really, really well, and they execute at a really high level. They were in it with Alabama to the very end. I think, though, I like Vanderbilt in this one. I'm on the train with everybody else. I wasn't when Vanderbilt played Alabama, and I was correct in that one. But I think there's something about Vanderbilt that is special, and there's something about this Diego Pavia kid, which we kind of knew, but now to see it flourish for the second year in a row, you realize, oh, this is legitimate.
Yeah, no, he's a dog. Love him. Love Clark Lee. Just a football dude. Like, if you want a coach to motivate guys, Clark Lee's just that guy. His halftime speeches are incredible. Want to run through one or two more very quickly with Denton Day, host of SiriusXM College Football Overtime. Texas looks great in the rivalry. They turn around the next week. They go kind of back to, like, what is this football team? They're at Mississippi State this weekend. Jeff Lebby probably coaching for his job down the stretch in Stark Vegas for the rest of the ride. 30 seconds, because it's not a huge one, but it feels like it could be huge for Texas. What do you take away from that?
I think Texas will handle Mississippi State. I agree with you that it feels like Lebby is coaching for his job. I honestly don't really know why, because with all of the other jobs that are open, if you're Mississippi State, like, who's a better option for you right now? Unless you're going to go, maybe you'll go take the guy from USF because he's likely not going to land the Florida job. I don't know that Florida wants to go back to the Group of Five. I just, like, they're in this weird state. And I guess, you know, obviously tragedy kind of put them in there because, you know, Mike Leach passed. But they're just like cycling coaches every 2 years. You're not going to build a program by doing that every 2 or 3 years. I don't think they should fire Lebby if they lose, but I do think they're going to lose. It was fun at the beginning of the year. Like, that game against Arizona State was just a headbanger, which I did not think was going to be all that impressive. And it was. It was really, really awesome. They're just, this is what they kind of are right now. But I wouldn't let them go. You're watching what Vanderbilt could do. You just got to believe in yourself. Just find a couple million dollars, get some big time players, then maybe you could do the same.
All right, last one, and then we'll let Denton Day get back to his real adult life. Number three, Texas A&M on the road at LSU. Listen, I on one hand, told you a few minutes ago, I think LSU is, I don't think they're overrated now, because I think 15 to 20 is about where I would have slot them preseason. They lost to Ole Miss. They've now lost on the road at Vanderbilt. I was really close to saying I'm all in on the Aggies, but then I went and I really kind of thought about it for a second. And outside of a 1-point win on the road at Notre Dame, their last four wins have all come against teams who are considering or have already fired a head coach. Auburn with Hugh Freeze, Jeff Lebby at Mississippi State, Billy Napier at Florida, Sam Pittman at Arkansas. Their last four teams have been against bad teams that are looking like they're going to have new head coaches next year. Should I be sold on Texas A&M or not?
I have no idea. And okay, real quick, I would like to apologize. You mentioned going back to the adult life. The reason I was a couple minutes late is because your boy had to change a flat tire. Mm. Life has been punching me in the face this week. But to your original question, this could be like a very full circle kind of game, because last year, Marcel Reed ran all over LSU. And that's kind of when we got familiar nationally with who is Marcel Reed. This guy's really awesome. He's a lot of fun. It would be something if LSU can give one back to him and slow that Texas A&M offense down. The problem is I don't trust LSU to put up the points necessary to be able to beat Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M has a really good defense. I think Mike Elko is a hell of a coach. Texas A&M, thankfully, is a good enough job to justify staying at and not being interested in like a Penn State or Florida State, or a Florida rather, or Florida State for that matter, because we know what's happening at the end of the year with him. But I do think this Texas A&M team is good. I'm in the same boat as you in that I don't trust them because I'm not fully sold on the quarterback. Can you make big throws when necessary? They did it against Notre Dame, but I need to see that more consistently because I know what else is out there, particularly in the SEC with Ty Simpson, and I know he can.
Denton Day, host SiriusXM's College Football Overtime, one of the most brilliant minds in all of media, talking about the college game. My man, I appreciate it. Going to be a stellar weekend. I'll call you later because I know there's some stuff going down. Let's talk.
Too much stuff.
Let's talk. My man, brother, talk to you next week, buddy. Thank you.
Fellas, I appreciate it.
Any and every time. The legendary Denton Day here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. When we come back here in a minute, Lonzo and I got like 3 minutes. We're going to run down the NFL slate as much as we can. It's going to be great. Stick around. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey. The Rob Brown Show back on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the Great Malonzo, and you wrapping up the hashtag Friday Football Fiesta. We gave you some thoughts on the college game throughout the course of the show today, including with Denton Day of SiriusXM. Appreciate his time. The fellas from the Moving the Chains podcast joined us in the segment before that. And, of course, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast joined us in the 840 segment to talk a little Panthers taking on the Bills at the crib. Last night, the LA Chargers decimate the Minnesota Vikings 37-10. Now let's get to our Sunday matchups. No Europe game this week, so all the games start off at 1 o'clock. That includes the Atlanta Falcons at the crib hosting the Miami Dolphins. Atlanta -7.5 in this game. This one's weird because I keep waiting for Atlanta to break out. They'll have a good game. Then they have a couple of, oh, yeah, that's right, they're Atlanta games. On the flip side, Miami is, and I've done the research on this, so I feel comfortable using this word, bad. They're bad at football. They're just bad at it right now. Zoe, give me Atlanta by 2 touchdowns, and this might be the game that gets our first in-season firing.
You know what? I don't think they're going to let them go. I think they're going to wait till the end of the season because you would think he would have already been gone by now.
That's fair.
I think it's more shocking that the Miami coach still has a job. But yeah, I agree with you on this.
I can't stand a Falcon, but the Dolphins are not good. The Jets at the Bengals. Cincinnati is -6.5 in this. Cincinnati is favored by 6.5 points in this game. That's where the Jets are right now. This is a game that I really think...
Who's playing quarterback for the Jets?
They haven't officially announced it, but all indications are Tyrod Taylor. All indications are Justin Fields is getting benched this week. Now, I find that interesting because, and we played a little bit of the audio earlier this week, Woody Johnson, a man who is named after male genitalia twice, which is impressive, Woody Johnson took some shots at his starting quarterback, Justin Fields, earlier this week. And he did so to defend head coach Aaron Glenn. But then Aaron Glenn came back, and he grabbed the mic, and he's like, oh, no, Woody Johnson doesn't have any problem with Justin Fields, and it gives me the power, and it's not up to him, it's up to me, and yada, yada, yada. And it sounded a lot like he was defending Justin Fields. But all the reports are that Tyrod Taylor is going to get the nod, who is, again, maybe the most consistent all-time backup quarterback in the NFL, but he's been an all-time backup quarterback for a reason.
Yeah, did you see how bad they were when he came in? The Jets are bad overall as a team. Yeah. It's not just a quarterback, and I don't see any improvement when Taylor goes in. I actually think they get worse. So if Tyrod, whatever his name is, if he starts, he'll get benched, and Justin Fields will be in.
You're probably not wrong. However, I'm a believer in the narrative game where sometimes there's just a story that's too good to bet against. I am going to be dumb, and this is going to be a beer money bet, like a $5 bet. I'm going to do that here. Great one. There would be nothing more New York Jets-ish than to start Tyrod Taylor, go on the road, and beat the Cincinnati Bengals. There'd be nothing more nor Jets-ish.
You're acting like
than
the
that.
Bengals are that good.
Oh, no, they're not, but Joe Flacco's a legend. He's an icon. He's an American hero, and he doesn't mind being alone, so we'll see. Cleveland at the New England Patriots, the Pats, minus 7.5. Listen, I'm a believer in the New England Patriots. Cleveland's defensive line has been pretty good, though. However, Drake May can boot Scoot and Boogie a little bit. Give me the Pats at the crib, minus 7.5. That's a big number, but I'll take it anyway.
I'm going to go with Cleveland. I think the upset, I'm liking what the Patriots are doing, but I think they're due to get shocked. So I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Hey,
there.
Dylan Gabriel got his first dub. Maybe the floodgates open. The New York Giants on the road at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles minus 7.5 in this one. Just when it looked like, the Giants maybe start the push here, they turn around and do something real, real dumb. But I'm going to say this one. Hold your horses a little bit. Because even though the passing game for Philly looked really good last week, that's the anomaly. That's the exception. That's not the rule. The teams that have beat Philly the last couple of years have beat Philly by being super physical up front. Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, that's what the Scata boys do. Give me the Eagles at home. I really want to be in on the Giants. I really want to be in on my boy Cam Scataboo. But if Philly can go out there and throw for another 300 yards, they might be in trouble.
So I think I heard earlier, before we started, that the Giants beat Philly earlier in the year?
The Giants did indeed. We got to take it back
they spanked them, right?
I take it back. It was only 2 weeks ago. I forgot. It felt a long time ago. It was only 2 weeks ago they beat them 34-17. You are exactly correct. In fact, just for the lulls, let me go back and pull up the box score from that game. Because if I recall correctly, that was the first game that, after the complaints, where the Eagles threw it like dramatically more than they ran it. In fact, they did. 24 of 33, which Jalen Hurts, they only ran it 20 times. Saquon, 12 of those totes. On the flip side, that was the game Scataboo went off for 98 and 3 tutties. Screw it. Give me the Giants.
I was going to say, I'm going Giants here.
This one is in Philly.
I don't believe in Philly's consistency.
That's fair. They haven't really given us a reason to. Buffalo at Carolina. The Bills favored by 7.5. I'll go with Rashad. I think the Carolina Panthers cover, but the Bills win.
All right, I'm there with you guys too.
Cover, but a Bills win.
Yeah,
it's hard not to go that.
I mean, I don't want that to happen.
Neither do I. See. If Bryce Young was out there, maybe I'm willing to think about it.
I think it's more if Rico runs the ball more than Chuba, and
he did last week, just not as much as you wanted him to.
Well, true, and if they actually play some sound defense, I think they got a shot because Buffalo doesn't really have a defense. So there's that.
Chicago at Baltimore. The Ravens are favored by 6.5. I'm assuming that means that Lamar Jackson is back this week.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I can't imagine. Is there a world where you have the Ravens favored by 6.5 over the Bears without Lamar Jackson? That's a total guess. I haven't heard anything about it yet, but I can't imagine that's not the case.
Lamar Jackson practiced again on Thursday.
Okay, so he's back.
So he's probably, yeah.
I don't know, man.
He's still limited, so they're not.
Yeah, but you're limited to have him ready for Sunday. You know what? Give me the Bears in the cover. Give me the Bears in the cover. I'm still in.
By the way, Baltimore wasn't doing that good when he was there.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with Chicago.
The Bears have won 4 straight, dude, including a win over the Cowboys and a win over the Commanders. Like, give me the Bears. San Francisco at Houston. Houston minus 2.5 in this one. How? Why? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Give me the 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers.
Tampa Bay is at New Orleans. The Bucs favored by 4.5, but they are missing their top 2 wide receivers.
Pull the trigger. Do it.
Give me the Saints at home.
Look at you.
Give me the
I'm
Saints
going
at home.
Tampa Bay.
Give me the Saints at home. Dallas at Denver. The Broncos favored by 3.5. Give me the boys on the road. Dak's been slinging the rock.
I agree.
Denver's not been great.
Yeah.
Tennessee at Indy. Indianapolis favored by 14.5.
Let's double that and go with Indy.
You know what? I want to pick. I want to say no, but I can't. If they were going to get the interim coach bump, it would have been last week. Green Bay at Pittsburgh, the Packers minus 2.5 on the road at the Steelers.
Yeah, give me Steelers on that.
Ooh, no, give me the Packers. Give me the Packers. There's a bounce back spot coming, and I think it's this one.
All right, last time that we get to do that thing this week, find out what the X is going on. All right, the first thing it's Xing is LeBron.
So LeBron is axing because LeBron's name, not LeBron. LeBron's name was involved in the scandal that came out yesterday. The story goes that LeBron was he was injured in a couple of games with a foot injury, and Damon Jones, who was the 11-year veteran coach that got arrested yesterday, and he was involved in the actual NBA side of it, was providing off-the-table, non-public injury updates about LeBron to co-conspirators for them to bet on, and those bets kept hitting and winning because LeBron was out.
So I have a question for you. So what's the name of that? It's Clutch Sports that LeBron is associated with, right?
Yes.
Did you see what Chauncey Billups was wearing?
Sure did. Chauncey Billups came up out of his...
Do you think he purposefully wore that hoodie? Because I think he did.
I don't know.
I think it's, I mean, why would you pick that hoodie that says that twice?
Fairness, we also don't know when he got it picked up and arrested and what he was wearing when it happened, because he didn't know the arrest was coming. So he may have just been wearing that post-game. However, that's not even the best part of that. Because keep in mind, Chauncey Billups is connected to the poker side of it, not the gambling side of it, but it is still tied in. That being said, in the post-game press conference after the T-Blazers' first game, and they took an L, Chauncey Billups was at the mic, and they were like, yo, how are you going to just set this, that, and the other, and how are you handling it personally? And Chauncey Billups said, you know me, I like to make a decision and let the chips fall where they may. Chauncey! Like, I know you knew you weren't going into the silver handcuffs that night, but dude, come on, man. That... Let the chips fall.
It could just be irony. It could be. He may not have known that that was coming.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
But like, if you know that you're participating in that world off to the side, don't you like not say
poker families, man? You think you're untouchable.
Yeah. Maybe that is it.
All right. The next thing that's texting is Goldberg.
Don't care.
All right. You will, because he was complaining about they let some girl beat his record. That girl was Asuka, and Asuka has been coming at him big time on X. You need to check it out. I can't directly quote, but it's amazing. What Asuka said to him, and she's absolutely right.
I want you to know, without reading a word of it from either sides, I'm Team Asuka.
Oh, cool. Me too.
Team Asuka.
Sure. The next thing that's texting is Sydney Sweeney.
Listen, Sydney Sweeney is about, you know, one time a month, two times a month, she's gonna X, and she's gonna X Sydney Sweeney.
This is a very male thing, and you know, it's probably considered chauvinistic and everything, and it's Xing because someone put out there Sydney Sweeney or Taylor Swift.
Sydney Sweeney.
Exactly.
Sydney Sweeney. Run away. Exactly. Run away. Finally. Side of a discussion.
And the last thing that's Xing, I don't know why this is Xing, but I'm going to throw this out there anyway, just to see if you know anything about it. The World Series is Xing.
I do know it. It's because game one is tonight. Snell versus your Savage, 8 p.m. No chance I'm doing anything else. Also, Asuka said, this some girl is and will always be 10 times a better wrestler than you'll ever be. You old part-time but.
I told you you'd love it. I told you you'd actually love it.
Yeah. I'm going to Halloween as Asuka. I am now Asuka for Halloween. I'm changing everything.
If you're doing that, do the snake.
Strong on the outside and everything.
Do the snake thing, because the snake thing on the face is amazing.
You old part-time. Incredible. That's it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't drink and drive. Take the Dodgers in 5. And be back here Monday morning when we do all over again, but better. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face, and I'll see you back here Monday on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Later!
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.